Bobby rose off the sofa. We're through here. You have until tomorrow. Just say the word and the lawsuit is gone and Harris's little research project is forgotten. After 5 p.m., however, you'll find I'm no longer as forgiving.
Bobby headed for the door. He'd just gotten his hand on the brass knob when Marianne's soft voice stopped him.
He was a good boy.
Bobby took a deep breath. He turned around, asking as gently as he could,
Ma'am?
My son. He was a little wild sometimes, but he was good, too. When he was 7, one of his friends was diagnosed with leukemia. That year for his birthday, Jimmy had a big party. Instead of asking for presents, he asked people to bring money for the American Cancer Society. He even volunteered at the suicide hotline while in college.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Every Mother's Day, he'd bring me a single red rose. Not a hothouse rose, but a real rose, one that smelled like the gardens of my youth. Jimmy knew how much I loved that scent. He understood that even now I sometimes miss Atlanta.
Marianne's gaze went to him, and there was a pain in her eyes that went on without end.
When it's Mother's Day, Marianne murmured, what am I going to do? Tell me, officer, who will bring my rose?
Bobby couldn't help her. He walked out the door just as her grief finally broke and her sobs began in earnest. James's arms were already going around his wife, and Bobby could hear the man as the door shut behind him.
Shh. It's all right, Marianne. Soon we'll have Nathan. Just think of Nathan. Shh.
End of Disc 4.